and seek after God,
上帝说连一个也没有,
God says there is not even one.
没有寻找的,
there is no one who seeks
after, 没有行善的,
no one who does good,
没有明白的,
no one who understands,
连一个也没有,
not even one.
这就是为什么当耶稣基督到世界上来的时候,
that is why when Jesus Christ came into this world,
最痛恨他, 甚至把他钉十字架的人, 不是无神论的人, 乃是宗教的领袖,
the ones who hated him the most and eventually nailed him to the cross were not those who did not believe, but were the religious leaders of the day.
所以宗教不是寻找上帝的,
so religion doesn't seek after God.
第二样,
secondly,
神与人之间的关系不是人做主动的,
the relationship between God and man is not activated on the initiative of man alone.
所以我们不可能以主体性的身份去寻找真理,
so it is impossible for us to be a subject in seeking after the object of truth.
那是神在主动的, 主体性的地位上来寻找人,
instead, it is God who takes the initiative as the subject to look to seek after us.
请问如果我的笔不见了,
suppose here's a pen.
是我找笔或者是笔找我呢?
Does the pen look for me or do I look for the pen?
是不是我寻找我的笔呢?
Do I look for the pen?
你是的,
you say yes.
是我找这一支不见的笔,
take the initiative to find the lost pen.
不是这一支的笔来寻找我,
this pen doesn't take the initiative to look for me.
你丢掉的不是我,
because I'm not the one who got lost.
是笔丢掉的,
it is the pen that got lost.
我去找笔回来,
and it is me who goes to seek after that pen.
照样当人与神的关系失去的时候,
in the same way, when man's relationship with God is lost,
是上帝失落, 或者是人失落的,
did God get lost or did we get lost?
不是上帝失落,
no, it is not God who got lost.
是人失落,
it is man who got lost.
不是人找上帝,
so it is not that man looks after God.
是上帝找人,
but it is man, God who looks for man.
因为上帝没有失落,
because God did not get lost.
是人失落了,
it is man who were lost.
神来寻找人,
so God came to look for us.
像今天晚上我要给你们思想的就是主体性在哪里,
so today, let's think about where does the subject come from?
Who took the initiative to restore the relationship between God and man? 谁使神人的关系可以复合起来?
Restores the relationship between God and man. It is God himself.
所以我们已经思想到在文化界里面人要 考虑要寻找道的问题,
so we have talked about how in culture man had thought about needing to find the truth.
但是今天的圣经告诉我完全转过来,
but the Bible tells us tonight that it's entirely in the reverse.
不是人寻找道,
it is not man looking for the word.
乃是道成了肉身,
instead it is the word became flesh,
住在我们的中间,
and live among us,
充充满满的, 有恩典, 有真理,
full of grace and truth.
那么这是在人的思想的范围之外,
these things transcend our thought realm,
因为我们根本没有办法想象上帝会变成一个人,
because it is impossible for us to imagine God becoming a man.
我们观念里面知道上帝是上帝, 人是人, 上帝不是人, 人不是上帝,
conceptually we understand that God is God and man is man, and the two are not the same.
所以怎么可能他变成一个人在我们的中间?
So how is it possible that he could be man and come to our midst?
所以我们的限制,
so our finiteness,
我们的罪恶,
our sinfulness,
使我们没有办法想象 有这样的一个可能性,
makes it impossible for us to understand such a possibility.
这是很可怜的情形,
this is a very pitiful state.
所以当神到世界上做人的时候,
so when God came into this world as a man,
人没有办法想象 有一个人就是神来到我们中间,
man found it impossible to even understand that God can become a man and come to our midst. So there's no way we could treat him very well. Because we look at him and we find that he doesn't look like God. We say this is impossible, he's not God.
道成肉身的时候,
so when the word became flesh,
其余的肉身认不出他是道,
the rest of the flesh could not recognize that he is the word.
既然认不出他是道,
and since they could not recognize him,
怎么可能对他产生信仰呢?
How is it possible for them to believe in him?
又以错误的方式来对待他,
so they treated him wrongly.
有一次爱因斯坦到 Brussels 去,
one time Einstein went to Brussels,
那么比利时的女王,
and the Queen of Brussels,
就派一群的这个护卫队、仪仗队到火车站去欢迎他。
Sent a royal guard to welcome him at the train station.
仪仗队都穿得很整齐。
So all these guys are in their spotless uniforms.
他们到了火车站去。
They march to the train station.
火车到的时候呢
，the train arrived.
他们就等爱因斯坦下来。
So they waited for Einstein to come out.
等，不出来。
They waited, no Einstein.
所有的人走出来，没有爱因斯坦。
Everyone came out, no Einstein.
结果所有的人走下来了。
Now everyone's left the train.
自己到车厢里找，又找不到。
So they got on the train, looked for him, they couldn't find him.
队长说找不到了。
So the captain said, we cannot find him.
我们回家去吧。
We will go back.
原来爱因斯坦没有来。
Turned out Einstein never came.
等他们到了王宫的时候，
when they got to the palace,
仪仗队的当就说，告诉女王， Einstein 没有来。
And they said, report to your majesty, Einstein did not come.
就女王说什么呢？
What did the queen say?
就是坐在旁边我这个。
Because Einstein's the guy sitting next to me.
你们没有把他接来。
You did not get him.
他自己坐 taxi 来了。
He came and took a taxi and came here too.
一仗的羞得不得了。
And this captain turned red.
后来他们就讨论为什么会没有接到他。
So they discussed how come we missed him.
因为他想象的爱因斯坦跟这个真正的爱因斯坦是不一样的。
It was because the Einstein they envisioned did not look the same as the real one.
他以为这个爱因斯坦是大科学家、大教授，一定是道貌岸然、非常威风的一个人。
They thought Einstein being this great professor would be good-looking, real big, and so.
但他没有想象，原来爱因斯坦。蓬头散发，有时候教书的时候来不及找到皮带，就用领带绑着身体去教书。
They forgot that Einstein has a hair of unkempt hair, and sometimes would substitute a belt with a tie.
许多做妇女的常常丈夫说，穿得好一点，整齐一点，头发梳得好，人才会看得起你。
And many of your wives would want your husbands to look good so that they'll be well respected in society.
但是许多做大事情的常常衣服乱七八糟。
But a lot of times those who do great things.Wear anything they want.
贝多芬有一次上台指挥，左脚右脚鞋子掉过来。
One time Beethoven went up to conduct and found that he had worn the wrong shoes on the wrong foot.
就因为这些的人什么小事情都不注意，他们才会专专注意大事情。
And it's because they don't think about these small things that they could concentrate on the big things.
所以他们从火车上看下来。
So when they looked at the people coming off the train,
这个不像爱因斯坦。
This guy doesn't look like Einstein.
那个不像爱因斯坦。
This guy doesn't look like Einstein.
爱因斯坦没有来。
Einstein has not come.
他们找不到爱因斯坦在哪。
They could not find where Einstein was.
当神的道来到人间的时候，也是这样。
When the word of God came into mankind, it was the same thing.
你从什么记号看出他是上帝呢？
How do you know? From what signs do you know that he's God?
他生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
他长大在那撒勒。
He grew up in Nazareth.
他没有特别的体态。
He did not have any particular
physique. 他没有家型美容。
He was not handsome and good looking.
他完全没有令人炫目的地方。
He had nothing that we would envy.
所以这样的一个人，你怎么认出他就是道来到人间？
So how can you look at this man and recognize that he is the Word of God in?
所以我们就被我们的眼光的惯常性那个错误的标准所危害了。
So we have been harmed by our preconceived notions.
我们看不出上帝的形象在肉身中间有什么记号。
We're unable to see what markings would the word, would the image of God have.
这就是主耶稣到世界上来真正遇到的情形。
And this was the situation Jesus Christ encountered when he came to this world.
那么现在我们就得到一个结论。
So now we can come to a conclusion.
在可见界能见到不可见的真理吗？
Is there such a thing as seeing invisible truth within a visible realm?
人类的肉身中间可以得到上帝的道吗？
Can we in our physical being receive the word of God?
如果是可能的话，
If it is possible,
记号在哪里？
Where is the marking?
如果有记号，
If there is a marking,
是谁定标准呢？
Who sets the standard for this
marking? 如果不可能的话，
If it is impossible,
我们不能相信也没有什么错吧？
Then it's nothing wrong that we don't believe that such a thing is possible.
不奇怪，
right?
人类就产生了不可知论的这一种哲学的前提。
That is why you should not be surprised that men would develop a thing called agnosticism.
So, this presupposition of agnosticism is so such normal things, 好像很正常的。
So, to presuppose that you don't know what's possible seems to be normal.
没有办法知道的。
Since you can't, there's no way you can know.
这好像是很正常的事情。
This seems to be a very normal kind of thing to believe.
神的智慧就隐藏在这个方面。
Yet God's truth is embodied in this thing.
因为信的本身就超越了可见界的范围，才叫做信心。
Because faith is faith because it transcends the visible realm.
这是一个重要的原则。
This is an important principle.
所以保罗说，我们是行在信心里面，不是靠着我们的眼见。
That's why Paul says we act on the basis of faith, not on our eyes.
讲信心是什么呢？
So what is faith?
从看得见的范围跳到看不见的范围的认知，这个叫做信心。
Faith is the ability to jump from what you can see to that which you cannot see.
如果你所看见的都可以把信的记号表明出来的话，
If you can find physical markings and then believe,
这样的信是在很低的层次里。
This kind of faith is at a very low level of faith.
但是如果你在能间接的范围看到了不能间接的道的时候，你的信心就在很高的层次。
But if you, being in the visible realm, can see that which is invisible, then your faith has climbed to a higher realm.
讲到耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，
So when Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead,
他向门徒显现，
When he showed himself to his disciples,
那些人因为亲眼看见耶稣复活，
Because these people saw with their own eyes the resurrected Christ.
亲身经历复活的主的同在，
And they personally experienced theabidance of the resurrected Lord,
所以他们就接受这一个活生生的事实。
So they accepted this living truth.
但是很可惜，这一次的显现有一个门徒不在场。
But unfortunately, at that showing, one of the disciples was not there.
这个人是谁呀？
Who was he?
是谁？
Who was he?
是多马。
Thomas.
多马就少一次参加聚会，损失一大堆。
Thomas missed one meeting.And missed out on everything.
缺乏一场，损失一大堆。
And he missed one meeting, and he missed a whole bunch of stuff.
大家讲一次好不好？一二三，缺乏一场，损失一大堆。为什么那一次他不来呢？
Why did he miss the meeting that time?
可能他的孩子发烧。
Maybe his kid has had a fever.
可能他的马车轮子坏了。
Maybe his car had a flat.
可能他泻肚子不来。
Maybe he had diarrhea and he couldn't come.
这一次不来不要紧的，反正少一次，下次有机会再来。
It's all right if I miss one meeting. There are plenty of other meetings.
但他没有想到，
But he never thought.
他没有来的那一场是最重要的，因为耶稣出现。
The night he missed was the most important night because Jesus Christ showed himself.
所以你一生中间呢，
So in your life,
有许多你。因为不要紧了，少一次你损失多少，你永远不知道。
Many occasions you've missed, you think it's no big deal. You don't know how much you've lost.
少出去一场，
you miss one thing.
损失一大堆，
you can lose a whole bunch.
所以他说不要紧，下个礼拜我再来好了。
So Thomas said, "All right, that's all right. I'll just skip this one and I go next week."
如果下个礼拜，
what happens if next week?
耶稣不出现的话，
Jesus Christ doesn't show up.
他就永远没有看见。
Then he would have never seen the resurrected Lord.
所以人家对他说，
So someone said to him,
哎呀，你上个礼拜没有来。
Ah, you missed last week.
很可惜啊。
That was such a pity.
耶稣出现了。
Jesus Christ showed up.
还没有可能。
He said, ah, that's impossible.
哪里耶稣会复活？
How can Jesus be?
哪里会出现？
How can he show up?
你不相信。
I don't.
我亲眼看见的。
And they said, I saw it with my own eyes.
他说你是你，我是我。
He said, well, you're you and I'm me.
你看见，你去信。
You see, you believe.
我不看见，我不信。
I don't.Believe anything I don't see.
你不管我，我不管你。
So we just do our own thing.
那么我已经告诉你，请你信吧。
So the friend said, but I've seen it with my eyes. I told you, believe.
你不必跟我讲，我是现代知识分子。
And Thomas said, I'm a modern intellectual.
我不是跟你们这傻里傻气盲从的。
I'm not one of you, those of you blind guys.
除非啊。
So unless.
我自己的手挖进去看看那个洞有没有啊。
Unless I stick my own finger into the hole.
我探到他的肋旁去。
I'm going to feel his side.
那我就真的相信。
Then I will believe.
他以为这么讲就表示他比别人更前进。
He thought that by doing that he was more progressive than others.
主都听见了。
The Lord heard all of his stuff.
再一次聚会的时候。
So when they met again.
耶稣出现。
Jesus showed up.
耶稣出现的时候。
When he showed up.
这个时候呢，不是叫彼得你好吗？你们吃饱了没有？平安平安不是。
This time it wasn't say peace be with you. Have you eaten enough, Peter? Are you all right? That sort of.
一来就连名带姓，多马来。
He got there and he immediately said, Thomas, come over here.
你要用手指抓抓我的洞是吗？
You want to stick your finger into the hole?
你要探到我的肋旁是吗？
You want to feel my side?
来。
Then come.
伸出你的手来。
Stretch out your hand.
挖挖我的手吧。
And feel my hole.
探到我的肋旁吗？
And feel my side.
这个机会来了。
Now the opportunity presents itself.
多马又说：“感谢主，机会来，我要挖挖看看。
”So did Thomas say, "Well, great, this is my chance to find out."
他吓死了。
No, he was scared to death.
他把他跪下来。
He immediately fell on his face.
他讲两句话。
And he said two sentences.
这变成耶稣复活以后最重要的基督论的信条。
And it became one of the most important doctrines of Christology.
多么的重要性就在这里。
And that's the important significance of Thomas.
耶稣没有上十字架以前。
Before Jesus went on the cross.
最重要的基督论信条是彼得的口讲出来。
The most important doctrine of Christology came from the mouth of Peter.
你是基督。
You are Christ.
你是永生上帝的儿子。
The son of the living God.
把耶稣基督死复活以后
But when Jesus Christ had died and resurrected,
最重要的基督论的信条是从多马的口讲出来的
Most important doctrines of Christology came from Thomas's mouth.
他说什么呢
What did he say?
My God, my Lord.
我的神，我的主。
我的上帝，我的主。他跪下来。
And he kneeled down and he said, my God and my Lord.
他真的哇哇吗
Did he really stick his finger in?
他真的探探吗
Did he feel the side?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你的朋友跟你辩论的时候
When your friends argue with you,
他反对基督教
And they are anti-Christian,
必当基督教的时候
They are enemies of Christianity,
你不必跟他辩论
You don't have to debate with
them. 因为他犯罪的时候不是用逻辑的原则犯罪
Because when they sin, they did not sin logically.
以后他相信主的时候也不是用逻辑的原则去相信
And in the same way, when they come to the Lord, it is not going to be by logic.
乃是圣灵的大能
because it is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以你口才越好的，好像越难叫人信耶稣。
So sometimes the more brilliant you are as a debater, you find that people don't believe you.
但你丰盛的生命
yet an abundant life,
伟大的爱
a great love,
坚强的忍耐
and strong endurance,
长久的关怀
and long-suffering caring,
你把他带到主的面前。
You will find that you bring him to Christ.
真正看见上帝的荣耀。
And when he truly sees the glory of God,
他不会像过去辩论的情形一样，要挖一挖、探一探才相信。
And he will no longer be like the debater of the past. Let me feel it. Let me stick it in.
神的能力临到他的时候
，When God's power comes upon him,
他马上看见永恒的道就在能间接显现出来。
He will immediately see the eternal word of God visible in the visible realm.
再一次。不是人寻找神，是人不是人寻找神，是神来寻找。
Once again, it is not men who seek after God, but God who seeks after men.
当多马讲了这句话以后呢
？So when Thomas uttered those words,
主耶稣说：“多马，多马。”
Thomas,
你看见了我，你才信。
You believe because you have seen me.
那些没有看见我就信的。
But those who believe without seeing me
比你更有福气
are more blessed than you.
这些的话语
so these words
都是见与不见、能见不能见之间的关系的描写
describes the relationship between the visible and the invisible.
当保罗看见主的那一天
when Paul, the day Paul saw the Lord
也就是他瞎眼的那一天
was also the day he went blind.
当保罗肉体的眼睛瞎的时候
when his physical eyes were blinded
就是他心灵眼睛大开的开始
that was the same time the eyes of his spirit were opened.
所以信是什么
so what is faith?
信不是凭着能间接建立信仰
Faith is not based upon that which you can see.
信透视到不能见的范围里面。
Because faith penetrates into that which cannot be seen.
耶稣基督从不能见界的范围，道成肉身，来到能见的物质世界。
Jesus Christ came from the invisible realm into the visible world.
不是以大能者、全能者、神的形象来。向我们显现。
He did not come as the Almighty, as a King.
他乃是以神性蕴藏在软弱的身体中间，使你只有透过信心才能认知他是谁。
Instead, he was God inside a frail body, so that only through the eyes of faith will you be able to know him.
在马丁路德的思想里面
，In the thoughts of Martin Luther,
神有一部分永远人不能认知的，这个叫做上帝蕴藏的本性。
He says that there is a part of God which man will never be able to understand.
好像我们看月亮的时候
It's as if when you look at the moon,
我们只能看这一面，从来不能看到那一面。
You can only see the bright side, you can never see the dark side.
因为月亮跟地球只有公转的关系，没有自转的运作。
Because the moon only revolves in direct direction with the earth, it never revolves on its own.
所以我们没有办法看到月亮的背后到底是怎么样。
So there's no way we can see what the backside of the moon looks like.
除非你离开地球,
unless you leave the earth,
你坐太空船,
you take a spacecraft,
超过月亮的距离,
and you transcend the distance
to the moon, 从背后看见它另外一方面是,
and you can see the moon from behind.
这个叫做 the hiddenness of God.
The hiddenness of God. That which God has not revealed to us will never be understood by us. What he has revealed to us, through his revelation, we can know something about him. And where is the climax of the hiddenness of God? And that is in the Word become flesh. This is God's wisdom. This is God's method. This is God's great word. A visible flesh covering the invisible greatness of God. So verse 14 says,
道成了肉身,
the Word became flesh
住在我们的中间,
and lived among us.
那我们怎么知道这位住在我们中间的就是上帝?
And how do we know that this man who lives among us is God?
因为他的生活与所有曾经活在世界上的人是完全不一样。
Because his life was totally different from anybody who had ever lived in this world.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他活在世界上的人。
Because when he lived in this world, he did not look for the favor of man. He wasn't doing it for man. For he did it entirely to carry out the will of the Heavenly Father. He did not ask for the glories of this world. Jesus once said this,
在人面前被认为尊贵的, 在上帝面前是极端可憎恶的事情。
Those that are considered glorified in front of men is considered completely useless in the face of God.
所以我们许多时候被人称赞的东西都是神最讨厌的事情。
Sometimes a lot of flatteries we receive from men are most abominable to God.
从这个标准来看,
so from this standard,
耶稣在地上的时候,
when Jesus was on this
earth, 有许多人根本看不上眼的事情。
He did a lot of things that people didn't even want to look at.
法利赛人看不起他,
the Pharisees despised him.
律法师看不起他,
the teachers of the law despised him.
耶稣基督不是专门跟社会上名流在一起表示我是高等贵族。
Jesus Christ did not mingle with the top echelon of society to show that he was something else.
耶稣说什么呢?
What did Jesus say?
人子是罪吏同罪人同饥娼的朋友。
Son of man has come to make friends with the prostitutes, the tax collectors, and sinners. If today a pastor preaches to a prostitute, the entire church would be shocked. Yet on the other hand, if your pastor hangs out with the president of the U.S. all the time, you feel glorified. Today, a lot of the principles that we adhere to in the church may be very far away from the Bible principles.
有一次我被请去 Westminster的 Chapel 讲道。
One time, I was invited to preach at the Westminster Chapel.
讲道完了下来,
after preaching, I came out.
那些教授就跟我谈话,
and these professors came to talk to me.
我就问他们可能不可能在这个学院
So I asked, is it possible to hold some summer courses in the seminary for Chinese intellectuals?
他们回答说,
they said, no, that's not possible.
听这句话, 圣言以后,
after hearing this, 10 years later, I found it reformed. We don't need the help of Americans. We can do it ourselves. So as we were talking, a long-haired man looked like a hippie. He came over and he said to me,
我那时候很气他,
And I was annoyed.
I said, is this
a seminary
student?
He has a ponytail.
头发尖尖长长的,
he's got the long hair.
衣服乱七八糟的,
and he's very sloppily dressed. So I wasn't very happy with his attitude. But after I finished talking to him,
有一个人就在我旁边,
there's another guy next to me. And this was Samuel Ling.
他说, 我告诉你啊,
he said, let me tell you,
这个人不是普通人,
this guy is no ordinary man.
这个人是Westminster神学院院长的孩子,
this is son of the dean of the Westminster Seminary.
我眼睛睁得大大看着他, 怎么可能?
And I looked at this kid, I said, how is it possible?
院长的孩子变成这样的,
this is the president's son.
他是故意的,
he said, he purposely dresses like that.
就专门在hippies里面传音的,
he dresses like that in order to share the gospel among the hippies.
所以他是一个很好的基督徒,
so he's actually a wonderful Christian.
跑到hippie的中间,
he went to the hippies. He did not want the hippies to reject him. So he grew out his hair.
所以混在他们中间,
and he lived among them.
像他们的样子,
he looked like them.
对他们传福音,
and he preached to them.
我听了以后呢, 我在心里自己责备自己, 为什么用外貌对待人?
And I heard this, I was very ashamed of myself. I treated someone based on appearance alone.
第二次我到Westminster学院去的时候,
the second time I went to Westminster Seminary,
Professor Harvey Kahn 请我在他的课堂里面讲课,
Professor Harvey Kahn asked me to his class.
讲完了以后,
after the class,
我跟他谈话, 我知道一件事情,
as I was talking to him, I found out one thing.
他故意搬到费城最穷的贫民窟的中地去住,
he purposely moved in the poorest slum area of Philadelphia.
这个伟大的教授,
this great professor,
不是没有钱,
not that he doesn't have any money,
故意去住的最穷的人中,
but he would purposely into the poorest neighborhood.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他说我要体会穷人用怎样的心态来对待福音,
he said, I wanted to understand with what kind of attitude do the poor people treat the gospel.
我要明白, 在穷人社会中间, 他们真正需要的话,
I want to understand how to speak the language of a poor society.
这两件事情,
these two things,
给我深深想到我们的主,
deep understanding of our Lord.
道成了肉身,
the Word became flesh.
住在我们中间,
and lived among us.
充充满满有恩典有真理,
full of grace and full of truth.
耶稣的生活何等的卑微,
Jesus' life was lowly,
他表现的真理何等的高潮,
and yet such truth that
耶稣的生活何等的卑贱,
his life was so poor,
他的道德何等的高尚,
yet his morality was so high.
你今天从他的卑微看见他的高贵吗?
Can you see worth from his lowliness?
你从他的限制看见他的无限吗?
Can you see his infiniteness from his finiteness?
你在相对中间看见他的绝对吗?
Can you see his absoluteness?
你从他的贫穷看见他的富足,
can you see riches from his poverty?
这一个看见,
this seeing,
我叫做信仰,
I call it faith.
信仰是什么呢?
What is faith?
你看见了别人所没有看见,
use what others do not see.
信仰是什么呢?
What is faith?
你透过看得见的, 看见看不见的,
through that which can be seen, you're able to see that which cannot be seen.
如果你们问我,
so if you ask me,
他牧师新约圣经里面最有信心的, 最伟大的信心是哪一个人?
Said, who is the person in the New Testament that has the greatest amount of faith?
可能我的答案你会吓了一跳,
you may be shocked at my response.
我不是说保罗,
I will not say Paul.
我不是说彼得,
I will not say Peter.
我不是说其他的门徒,
and I will not say any of the apostles.
那么你说唐牧师到底你心目中最大信心的是谁?
Then you say, who is it then?
我要说是十字架上那个得救的强盗,
I will have to say it is the robber who was nailed on the cross next to Jesus Christ.
为什么我可以这样说呢?
Why do I say that?
因为我根本找不到理由, 这个人为什么要信耶稣?
Because I could not find any reason on which this person can believe in Jesus Christ.
我是死囚犯, 你也是死囚犯, 我为什么要信?
I'm a dying criminal, you're a dying criminal, why should I believe in you?
我被钉十字架, 你也被钉十字架, 有什么资格你做我的救主?
I'm nailed on the cross, so are you. On what basis can you be my savior?
今天我要死, 今天你也一定要死,
today I'm going to die, and so will you.
你怎么能比我高一等?
So how can you be higher than me?
但是很奇怪的,
Yet amazingly,
就在没有可能的中间,
in this realm of impossibility,
什么看不见的时候,
nothing can be seen.
他突然间转变过来,
suddenly, this criminal turned around.
这个转变就是他信心的开始,
and this turnaround is the beginning of his faith.
如果你看圣经的话,
if you look at the Bible,
你就知道了原先是强盗们一同讥笑耶稣,
in the beginning, it was both robbers mocking Jesus Christ.
因为原文强盗讥笑他是多数的,
because in the original it is a plural for the robbers.
耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候,
when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross,
这个强盗讥笑他,
this robber laughed at him,
那个强盗讥笑他,
the other robber laughed at him.
他们自己有罪受刑罚, 还要辱骂耶稣基督,
they were deserving of their penalty and yet they were still mocking Jesus Christ.
但是人是会变的,
but man can change.
神会变人的,
God can change a person.
所以你不要看见一个人不好, 永远把他钉死罪, 不要爱他,
so don't think that this person is no good and forever condemn him.
我这一生用了很多的时间学了一件事情,
in my whole life I've used a lot of time to learn one lesson.
人会变,
man can change.
最爱上帝的人,
those who love God the most,
可能从前是最恨圣经的人,
might have been the one in the past who hated the Bible the most.
为主最努力做见证的人,
those who most testify for the Lord,
可能从前是最逼迫基督徒的人,
may have been in the past the biggest persecutor of Christians.
新约圣经里面没有人比保罗更爱传福音,
in the New Testament you cannot see anybody more loving of evangelism than Paul.
但是,
yet,
保罗没有得救以前是最痛恨福音的人,
before he was saved, Paul was the one who hated the gospel.
最讨厌法利赛人的人,
he hated the Christians.
他最讨厌法利赛人的人,
oh, he hated the Pharisees.
他从前自己是最讨厌基督的法利赛人的人,
for before he was one Pharisee who hated the Christians. Today, same way, those who hate the military,
托尔斯泰没有悔改以前,
before Tolstoy became a Christian, he was a very fierce officer.
今天美国的 Charles Colson,
today, Charles Colson,
专做监牢的工作,
he does prison ministry.
因为他从来 曾经是坐在监牢里面,
because before he was in prison.
这样神的改变是可能的,
therefore God can transform anybody.
如果神改变人不是一件事实,
if God cannot change anybody,
是不是人是不能改变的,
that man is incapable of changing,
我就一定不做传道人,
then I would never have become a preacher.
感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God,
因为人是会改变的,
because man can be changed,
神是会改变的,
because God can change him.
奉献自己做上帝的,
so I dedicated myself to be a servant of the Lord.
许多你看最不可爱的人, 可能以后对上帝的国度最有贡献,
many people you think are the most unlovable may in the end turn out to be the most contributive of God's kingdom.
许多最反对福音的人, 可能是神 在福音工作里面很重要的器皿,
many people who are now the most opposing of Christianity may in the end become the biggest instruments of the Christian faith.
所以每次当我解答问题的时候,
so when I do question and answer,
那些最反对基督教的问题,
those questions that are most anti-Christian,
可能就是神要我们被装备, 怎样传福音更有深度思想的启发工作,
they might be the instrument through which God will equip us to do the work of the gospel.
They might be the deepest inspiration for us to do the work of. 所以呢,
that's why God's word can transform.
所以如果你问我,
so you ask me,
心有最有信心的人是谁呢?
So who is the most faithful man in the New Testament?
我说这十字架上的强盗,
I would say it's that thief.
他有什么可爱的地方?
What is so lovable about him?
他讥笑耶稣,
he mocked Jesus.
他捉弄耶稣,
he mocked him.
他在讲几句以后呢,
but after a few words,
慢慢他把自己跟耶稣的光景做比较, 马上惭愧, 马上收拾,
gradually he compared his own situation with that of Jesus. He was immediately ashamed of himself.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这位被钉的是一句坏话,
because the one who was nailed on the cross did not utter one bad word out of his mouth.
他被杀,
he's being killed and yet he did not say anything.
所以这个改变就开始起来,
so the transformation began.
那么这个强盗怎么会信耶稣呢?
How could this thief?
因为他在耶稣的软弱上看见 最大的能力。
Because in the weakness of Jesus, he saw the utmost power.
在耶稣愚昧上看见最大的智慧。
From the foolishness of Jesus, he saw the utmost wisdom.
在耶稣的无能上看见了最大的大能。
And in Jesus' greatest weakness, he saw the utmost power.
在耶稣受羞辱的事实上看见上帝最大的荣耀。
And in the fact of Jesus' humiliation, he saw the glory of God.
所以当他一转变以后，
so after he was changed,
他用信心讲出一句话，
he uttered a word of faith.
耶稣啊，
he said, Jesus,
你得过降临的时候，
when you come to your, into your kingdom,
求你在那一天纪念我。
When you come into your kingdom, remember me.
这是表示他的信心何等的差错，何等的不对。
We can see that how his faith,
为什么呢？因为他知道耶稣要在末日的时候才做王。
Because he thinks that Jesus is going to be king in the end days.
但他已经看出了这个钉十字架的是王。
But he at least can see that the one on the cross is the king.
要承受以色列人所盼望许久的天国做宝座。
He is going to be the, on the throne of the kingdom of Israel.
所以耶稣啊，
so he said, Jesus,
你得过降临的时候，
when you come into your kingdom,
你那一天要纪念我。
On that day,Remember me.
耶稣说我实
truly, truly, I say unto you.
在约翰福音里面，
it is a John.
耶稣一共讲我实实在在告诉你25次。
Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, 25 times.
这是最后一次。
And this was the 25th time.
最重要的一次。
The last time, the most important time.
是死以前所讲的。
Before he died.
是一面流血一面讲。
He said it as he was bleeding to death.
流了血。
After he bled.
赦免人罪的血。
The blood that.Forgive us of our sins.
他的口就讲这句话。
And he said, wow,
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
今天。
Today.
你与我。
You are with me.
一同要在乐园里面坐席。
We'll be in paradise together.
什么意思呢？
What did that mean?
那就不是等那天。
Salvation isn't to wait for that day.
今天。
Today.
你要我纪念你。
You want me to remember you?
我不是纪念你。
I'm not just remembering you.
我亲自要求你。
I'm actually taking you into paradise.
你可以想象。
So you can imagine.
耶稣死的那一天。
The day Jesus died.
他说：“父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手里。”
He said, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit.
当他回到上帝面前。
When he returns to God.
天使们欢迎他回来。
The angels welcomed him back.
众臣们啊。
All the gates.
抬起头来。
Lift up your head.
荣耀的王要进来。
For the King of Glory.
战场上得胜的耶和华进来。
The King of Glory, the victor in the battlefield.
他们吹起喇叭。
And they blow the trumpet.
他们抬起头。
And they raise their head.
打开大门。
And they open the gate.
欢迎耶稣的时候。
To welcome Jesus.
他说：“请我们欢迎一个，怎么变成两个？”
Say, hey, how come one turned into two?
你注意看那个乒乓球那个是谁？
Then they looked at the, who's that other guy next to Jesus?
一看清楚的时候。
And when they looked at him clearly,
是一个两条腿锯断的人。
They find that this is a man who's got two legs sawed off.
就是这个强盗。
Criminal.
这是耶稣流出宝血以后第一个得救的。
This is the first New Testament Christian after Jesus had died.
如果新约的第一个基督徒不是以耶稣进乐园的，不是彼得，不是保罗。
So the first Christian that entered into paradise with Jesus was not Peter or Paul.
耶稣宝血所洗净的第一个人不是使徒，而是强盗。
The one who was cleansed by the blood of Christ was not the apostles, but was a robber.
你就知道了。
Then you know.
在基督的宝血里面，没有一个罪大到一个地步。
There is no sin so great that the blood of Jesus Christ cannot clean.
没有一个人罪恶这么重，神没有办法赦免。
No one's sin is so heavy that Jesus Christ cannot forgive.
没有一个良心控告到这个厉害，是耶稣就不能除去罪孽给他的压迫。
There is no conscience that is so accused that God cannot take it off.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以新约宝血的能力大到什么地步，就从第一个进乐园的人是什么人，你看。
You can see how great the power of Jesus' blood is from the identity of the first one who entered into paradise.
你今天出去传福音。
So today you go out to preach.
你不是单单对有钱人讲道。
You're not just going to share with the rich.
你可以对妓女讲道。
You can preach to the prostitutes.
你不是单单对王宫里面讲道。
You're not just going to preach to those in the palaces.
你可以去强盗那边去。
You can preach to the criminals.
因为神的道是有能力。
Because God's word has power.
所以信心是什么呢？
So what is your faith?
软弱看见大能。
Faith is to see power amidst weakness.
愚昧看见智慧。
To see wisdom amidst foolishness.
从羞辱看见荣耀。
To see glory amidst shame.
从不可看见的看见可以看见。
From that which cannot be seen to
不只见地上的现象，看见天上的荣耀。
We can see heavenly glory from our earthly existence.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝的道与人的信仰。
God's word and man's faith.
从哪里给我们看见出来呢？
Where can we see this?
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
住在我们的中间。
Lived among us.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and full of truth.
我们见了他的荣光。
We have seen his glory.
正是父独生子的荣光。
It is the glory of the only begotten of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督是神的独生子。
Jesus Christ is the only begotten
来到人间。
He came to this world.
不能见的变成能见的。
That which was invisible became visible.
能见界里面。
So in the realm of the visible,
我们看见了不能见界的道。
We have seen the word which cannot be seen.
讲道不是在人寻找的文化里面。
And therefore, the word cannot be found in human civilization.
道不是在宗教的努力里面。
Word is not going to exist in all the endeavors of religion.
道不是高深逻辑的哲学家的头脑里面。
Word doesn't abide in the brains of the high-level intellectual.
道是来到人间。
The word came into this world.
生在马槽。
Born in a manger.
死在十字架上。
Died on a cross.
被世人所拒绝。
He was rejected by men.
被宗教家所轻看。
And he was despised by the religious leaders.
当你真正在他身上找到真理的时候。
So when you find the truth in him.
你就可以在他身上发现真正的信仰是。
Then you can find in him what true faith really is.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
在今天的这个接连里面。
In today's linkage,
就是不见与能见界的界连中间。
That is the linkage between the invisible and the visible.
你看见道把受造界与创造界结合起。
You can see that the word has linked up the created realm and the creator.
不是人做主体。
It is not man who takes the initiative.
是神做主体。
But it is God who takes the initiative.
不是从人这里找出来的。
It is not sought after by us,
是神那里找我们。
But it is God who seeks after us.
第十八节告诉我们。
So verse 18 tells us.
从来没有人看见上帝。
No one has ever seen God.
唯有上帝怀里的独生子把它表明出来。
Only the one and begotten Son of God who is at the side of the Father.
神是看不见的吗？
Is God invisible?
是。
Yes,
神是看不见。
God is invisible.
因为神自己说他是看不见。
Because God himself told us that he cannot be seen.
圣经说神是看不见。
The Bible tells us that God cannot be seen.
全本圣经有五次告诉我们。
There are five times in the Bible.
上帝是看不见。
That tells us God cannot be seen.
人不能看见上帝。
Man cannot see God.
人不能看见他。
Man cannot see him.
他住在不能见的光里面。
He lives in an unlookable light.
从来没有人看见上帝。
No one has ever seen God.
所以上帝自己启示，肯定上帝是看不见。
God reveals this fact that he cannot be seen.
就因为上帝是看不见的，上帝才是上帝。
And because he cannot be seen, that makes him God.
如果上帝是能看见的上帝，上帝就不是上帝。
For if God can be seen with our naked eyes, then he is not God.
因为能见界的是物质。
Because that which is visible is material.
上帝造了物质。
God created material.
上帝就不是物质。
And therefore God is not material.
上帝造了物质。
God created material.
上帝就超物质。
God therefore transcends material.
这位超物质的上帝不能看见才是合理的。
And the transcendent God cannot be seen is a reasonable thing.
虽然如此。
Even though this is so,
上帝是看不见的。
That God is invisible.
但是他来到世界的时候。
Yet he came into this world.
进到可见界的世界。
When he entered into the visible world.
使人不是透过看得见物质世界的眼睛来认识他。
But we do not come to know him through looking at visible things.
乃是透过属灵的眼睛看出超物质的形象在他里面去认识他。
Instead, we see with the eyes of our spirit the non-transcendent material that is him.
你就不奇怪了。
Only then will you no longer be surprised.
人类历史中间
in human history,
只有一个人讲这样的话。
Only one man can say this.
你们信我的。
Who believe in me,
不是信我,
You don't believe in me.
你乃是信差我来的上帝。
You believe in the one that God who sent me.
看见我的。
You who see me.
你们不是看见我。
You're not seeing me.
乃是看见差我来的上帝。
But you're seeing the God who sent me.
孔子讲过这个话吗？
Has Confucius ever said this?
没有。
No.
苏格拉底讲这个话吗？
Has Socrates ever said this?
没有。
No.
释迦牟尼讲这个话吗？
Has Buddha ever said this?
没有。
No.
穆罕默德讲这个话吗？
Has Muhammad said this?
没有。
No.
从哈摩拉比到亚伯拉罕到摩西到以赛亚到施洗约翰，直到今天，从来没有一个人可以讲这样的话。
No one has ever said anything like.
从来没有人敢讲这样的。
No one dare say something like.
从来没有人曾经讲这样的。
No one has ever even said anything.
从来没有人可以讲这样的。
No one is able to say anything like.
只有一个。
Only one.
耶稣基督说。
Jesus Christ said.
你们看见我。
When you see me.
就是看见他。
You are seeing God.
只有这样的一个人。
Only this man.
可以在约翰福音第14章第一节告诉我。
Can tell us. In John chapter 14,
你们心里不要忧愁,
do not be worried.
你们信上帝,
believe in God,
也当信我,
and also believe in me.
神的道来到人间,
for God's word has come into this world,
人的信向他发出来,
and as we point towards Him in our faith,
像神的道义人的信就结合起来,
and God's word and man's faith is united.
这样的信仰叫做真正的基督教的信仰。
Only this kind of faith is a true Christian faith.
这种信仰的人叫做真正有信仰的基督徒。教会里面多少人对这样的信仰明白？
So in the church, how many of you in the church know this kind of faith?
真正的这个原则里面建立你的信心的时候，
establish your faith on this principle.
就没有人可以动摇你。
Then no one will ever be moved.
你的天地都要废去。
Heavens and the earth will pass away.
上帝的道永远不会去。
But the word of God never passes away.
你不是把你的信心建立在 confident 自我信念里面。
Your faith is not based on a self-confidence.
你建立在自己信念上面的信心是自我主动想象界的信心。
Because own cognizance.
The faith which is built upon the self-confidence is only the absolutization of human imagination. 不过是把自己的想象绝对化而已。
You're just absolutizing your
faith. It's built upon the revealed of God, revealed the truth of God. That is it.
信心建立在神。
耶稣基督说, 凡信我的人,
those who believe in me,
就永生在他。 也关于这些, 明天最后一堂的时候,
last session tomorrow night,
更清楚地,
come to all four of these sessions,
你整个基督教的信仰的根基就不一样,
then the foundation of your Christian will no longer be the same.
愿上帝赐福我们。
May God bless us.
我们大家起来。
Let us stand.
14, 14, 18节,
let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, verses 14 and verse 18.
约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1.
我们从第一念到第四, 又再念第九, 第十四, 第二十一节,
we'll read from verses 1 through 4, verse 9, 一, verse 14, and verse 18.
二三,
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Verse 9, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 18, no one has ever seen God, but God, the only begotten, who is at the Father's side, has made him
known.
Let's turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. We'll read verse 63. Verse 63. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words of God continue. Read it again. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
我们再读第66节,
Let's go to verse 66.
68节,
68.
西门彼得回答说, 主啊, 你有永生之道, 我们还归从谁呢? 我们大家一同来读,
Let's read it again.
Simon Peter answered him,
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
接下去, 我们已经信了，又知道你是上帝的圣者。大家再读一次，我们已经信了，又知道你是上帝的圣者。第14章第6节。
Verse 14, chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音第14章第6节，我先念第5节，你们一同开声念第6节。约翰福音。 第14章第5节，多马说主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？第6节，耶稣说，我就是道，真理，生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。耶稣说，我就是道路，真理，生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
你们已经读完所有重要的经文, 现在我自己读约翰一书第1章第1、第2节。
Now we will read first John,
约翰一书第1章,
1 John chapter 1,
第1、第2、第3节,
verses 1, 2, and 3.
论道从起初原有的生命之道, 就是我们所听见, 所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将所原已互同在，并且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。 是你们与我们相交，我们乃是父与他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些的话告诉你们，写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。That
which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Let us pray.
We have opened your word. 用你启示的真理引导你所创造的理性，因为你把你的真理启示下来，就是要把流浪的理性带回你的真理里面，使我们与你合为一，使我们产生纯正的信仰。我们感谢我们赞美你，愿主你赐福你无用的仆人，给讲的翻译的都被蕴藏在耶稣宝血的里面，让你自己自身的真道透过我们这一个相当有限的口。 传讲出来，使我们众人从你的话产生纯正的信心，因为你说信道是听道来的，也给我们学习怎么样把你的道传出去，叫别人可以在其中建立信仰，直到永永远远。因为你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们感谢赞美你。如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你。 Amen.
十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀。我从罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。
我们这几天已经思想了上帝的道。
These few days we have been focused on the topic the Word of God and the faith of man. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were created by Him. Nothing that has been created was not created through Him. So the Word is not a created, but is a creator. The Word is a creator, not a created. So we cannot accept the cult of the
Arians.
We cannot accept the Stoic thoughts. We reject the thinking of Gnosticism. And we reject the interpretation of Jehovah's Witness. And we will not accept the cult of this small group. For Christ is the creator, not the created. So in our faith in Christ, the word that we know did not come out of philosophy, religion, or civilizations. The word is not a product of our human reasoning. The word is not an absolute that was created by our imagination. It is the absolutizing that which is not absolute. The true word is God Himself. And this word is related to life and to light. And man has life because they can see the true light in this word. And it is in this true light that they can substantiate by the word. And our created life is linked to the creator life because of the word. In this way, the word becomes a connection point between the creating realm and the created realm. In the third session, we said that we were able to find in the invisible word in the visible realm. That is because the word took the initiative and came into our world. Christ came to this world. He himself became flesh and lived among us. And it concluded all of the searchings of the various religions. From a point of methodology, the method is not that man seeks after God, but instead is God who seeks after man. So God is forever the subject. He is forever the one who takes the initiative. We are the ones who are passively sought after by God. So when we preach the word of God, and it is because the life that the word has given to us, and it is amidst the light that is emanated from the word, so that people are taken out of darkness, people are taken out of death. So when we preach the word of God, you cannot preach it by human reasoning. You have to preach it with your life. When you're preaching the word of God, you cannot be preaching in darkness. You can only preach if you walk in the light. For the power of the word, the word gives people life, you will see the results of this power. If we understand these general principles, then there will be a future for our church. One time I was preaching in Berlin, Germany. That was about 20 years ago. In 3 weeks' time, I had the opportunity to go and listen to what what other churches are preaching there too.
我就选了三个德国人的教会。
So I chose three German churches.
一个是新派的教会。
One was a liberal church.
一个是福音派的教会。
One was an evangelical church.
另外一个是很保守、很保守的、很狭窄的教会。
And another church was a very, very narrowly conservative church.
我要知道这个时代到底西方的教会讲些什么东西。
I wanted to know in that time what the Western churches were preaching.
后来呢，晚上的时候我就慢慢思想他们所讲的话。
And at night I would reflect upon what they had preached.
我要很诚实的说，我感到非常的失望。
To be honest with you, I was extremely disappointed.
因为有一个教会所讲的完全与圣经的道没有关系。
Because these churches were preaching something that's completely unrelated to the Bible.
谈谈的时事的事情。
We talk about worldly matters.
谈谈的是社会里面最热门的课题。
They talk about what is the hottest topic in society.
迎合时代的需要。
In order to fit in with the needs of the time.
放弃上帝的道。
So they abandoned the word of God.
讨好现在的人的需要。
To appease the needs of modern man.
另外一个教会会很注重理论同那个严谨的思想。
Another church was very focused on theory and rigor.
但是讲的时候冷冰冰的。
But they were ice cold.
讲的人好像完全与所讲的道理没有关系一样。
They were preaching as if they had nothing to do with what they were preaching.
好像只是念一篇的文章，你大家听见了，他的责任就完了。
It was as if they were simply reading a paper, and after reading a paper, their job was done.
我对这个教会也很感到失望。
So I was disappointed in that church as well.
第三个教会更可怕。
And the third church was even worse.
因为他就是一直骂，一直骂。
Because all they did was scold.
但是没有什么真正生命的供应给每。
But there was nothing to nurture the people who had come to hear the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
上帝的家,
the family of God
是永生的家,
is an eternal family,
是真理的柱石和根基,
is the place where truth should be the foundation.
要固守上帝真道的奥秘,
it has to maintain the mystery of God's truth.
要把神智慧生命的真理传给世界上。
It is to preach the truth and wisdom of God's truth.
上帝的家是永生的家。
God's family is a family of eternal life.
真理的柱石和根基。
It is the cornerstone of truth.
如果世界上的人到教会来听不见真理的话，
If people of this world come to this church and they do not hear the truth,
听不见永远的盼望的话，
If they do not hear the eternal hope,
那么人类还要到哪里去？
Then where else can they go?
他要从别的地方得到什么东西呢？
What are they going to get elsewhere?
求主可怜我们。
So may God have pity upon us.
今天我最后读的圣经是约翰年老的时候写约翰一书的序言。
The last verses we read was the prelude to the first book of John in his old age.
为什么我把这些信写给你们？
Why did I write these epistles to you?
我到底是传的是要传出什么？
What is indeed the motive I'm writing to you?
我要把这个生命传给你们。
Because I want to preach to you life.
这个生命是哪里来的？
Where did this life come from?
与神原有同在的道哪里来的？
And that is the life that was with God in the very beginning.
这个道曾经成了肉身。
And this word once became flesh.
是我们亲眼看见。
We have seen him with our eyes.
是我们亲耳听过。
We have heard him with our ears.
是我们亲手摸过。
And we have touched him with our hands.
这里把三次亲眼、亲耳、亲手这个亲身的经历放在里面。
He put in the personal experience of eyes, ears, and hands.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
刚才我告诉你，有许多最反对基督教的哲学家都是念过神学的。
I told you earlier on that many of the philosophers that is the most anti-Christian had studied theology before.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他把神学当作某一种知识来讨论。
Because they treat theology just as another body of knowledge.
所以对他们来说，这与生命是没有关系。
So to them, this knowledge has nothing to do with their life.
圣经给我们的看法不是如此。
But the biblical perspective is completely different.
所以彼得对耶稣说，
So Peter said to Jesus,
你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
You have the words of eternal life.
生命道跟永恒的关系在基督里面是一体。
In Jesus Christ is combined life Word and eternity.
你永生知道我们还要归从哪一个人。
You have the word of eternal life.
当然这句话提醒我们每一个人。
Because this reminds us once again.
给我们看到教会前面的道路的钥匙就在这里。
To let us see that the key to the church future is in here.
耶稣到世界上来的时候,
Jesus came to this world.
道变成了肉身。
This great word became flesh.
我们昨天思想的老子的道的观念, 孔子的道的观念, 是理念界里面一个东西。
We have said before that the concept of the word from Confucius and Laozi is something that came internally in their mind.
而基督教的道的观念不是如此。
Yet the Christian perspective of the word is completely different.
上帝是有位格之真理的有主体性的真理是有位格的。
God is a God that is a person, that is a subject who takes the initiative. He has the subject of truth in his person.
这个位格呢,就来到人间的时候,
when this person came into the world,
住在我们的中间,
he lived among us,
把真理同恩典带来,
and he brought to us truth and grace.
约翰说,我亲眼看见他的时候,
when John says, I have seen him with my own eyes,
这个亲眼,这个字的原文不是普通的看见,
when he says, my own eyes, it doesn't mean the usual vision kind of thing.
不是看,
it is not just looking.
乃是我亲眼注视过他,
that is, I have gazed upon him.
我注视了他,
I have gazed upon him.
我认识他是谁,
so now I know who he is.
然后把这个道传给你,
and now I share with you this word.
也就把这个生命传到你们中间,
and that is to share this life with you.
意思就是说听见上帝道的人领受,
that means those who hear the word of God is to receive the life that comes from God.
今天只有两种教会,
so today there are only two kinds of churches.
一种是不讲生命的道的教会,
one is the type of church that never preaches the word of life.
一种是讲道的时候神的生命在人间显现的教会,
another kind of church that when they preach the word of God, life shows up in the church.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
如果道在哲学里面是一个理念,
if word is nothing more than a concept in philosophy,
跟宗教里面是个理想的绝对话,
or it is just absolutizing some sort of religious ideal,
基督教的信仰里面,
then in the Christian faith,
是一个曾经活生生, 住在人的社会里面, 在历史中间显现过的上帝,
the word is by contrast God who had come in human form and lived among us in history.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
所以耶稣在世界上的时候,
so when Jesus was in this world,
他讲过有关道的本质的话语,
he said many things about the nature of the word.
叫人活着乃是灵, 肉体,
he says that it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh counts for nothing.
这句话不是说呢,肉体是没有用处。
He doesn't mean that the flesh is therefore no use.
他的意思是在死人活着的事情上, 不是肉体的效用, 是灵的效用。
What he means is, what makes a person alive is not the flesh, but it is the spirit.
所以他是叫人活着的,乃是灵,不是肉体。
That's why he says it is the spirit that gives you life,
灵,
not the flesh.
使人活着,
it is the spirit that gives you life.
耶稣就讲这句话之后,
after Jesus said this,
他继续讲下去,
he continued to say,
他说我对你们所讲的话, 就是灵, 就是生命,
the words I say to you is life and it is the spirit.
所以基督的道是灵性的道,
that is why the word of Christ is the word of the spirit.
基督道是生命之道,
it is the word of life.
当一个人研究基督的话语的时候,
so when someone studies the sayings of Jesus Christ,
他要用他的生命在圣灵的光照之下去研究才能真正的明白。
He can only truly understand it if he studies it under the light of the Holy Spirit.
1969年, 我们在瑞士研究布道学。
In 1969, we're studying evangelism.
我们都在一个小乡村礼拜天在那边做礼拜。
We all worship in a small Swiss village.
这个牧师呢, 讲道是非常文质彬彬, 条条有理的。
The preacher was a very scholarly kind of a laid back person.
有时候也跟我们有交通,
sometimes he would fellowship with us. And I felt that he lacked a kind of spiritual power inside of him.
有一次我跟他坐在一起,
so one time I sat with him.
我看他的圣经,
I looked at his Bible.
圣经密密麻麻每一行行行之间,
every line was underlined with footnotes, with notes written on the side. He was truly someone who had studied carefully the Bible. Yet he studied the Bible from the standpoint of liberal theology. Later on, when I returned to Indonesia, not long thereafter, a Swiss pastor looked me up.
Stephen, 你还记得那个 Eastward 的那个教堂的牧师吗?
He said, Stephen, do you still remember that pastor in Switzerland? I said, of course I do.
怎么样啦?
How about it? What about it?
他现在已经神经病,
he has gone insane. He is now in a lunatic asylum.
为什么呢?
So why?
因为他永远没有办法明白圣经里面的意义,
because he said he could never understand the meaning of the Bible.
越读越困熟,
so the more he studied, the more puzzled he became. And finally, he went insane.
怎么有这样的事情发生呢?
How could this kind of thing happen?
一个做了牧师的人读圣经读到神经病吗?
Can a pastor reading the Bible end up insane? The reason is that he studied the Word of God with an unbelieving heart. Today, many people are the same way. They want the Word of God to match their human reasoning. They use their finite reasoning to critique the infinite word of God. So if God's word goes contrary to my reasoning, then we call it unreasonable. And so he was constantly in error. God's desire is not like that.
保罗说你要用温柔的心领受所栽种的道。
That's why Paul said you have to receive the word that is planted in your heart with tenderness. So that you can, your faith and the word will combine together. God has given us his word. And we must expose our faith.
Because man is not what he eats. Man is not what he thinks. Man is not what he feels. Man is what he reacts before God.
因为人不是他所吃的，他所想的，或者他所感受的。人是他，人是人，因为他在他对神的反应。人对神的反应怎样，就决定你成为一个怎样的人。 Our reaction to God determines who we are.
这是很重要的道理。
This is very important.
把全本圣经继续不断给我们看见。 人对神的反应是神正在等待你要怎样决定你前面道路。
The entire Bible talks about man's reaction to God. God is waiting for your reaction to him.
那么你说在信仰的事情上人能正式的对神反应吗?
So you can say, you ask this question, can someone properly respond to God?
在选择救恩的事情上人能正面对神反应吗?
How can man respond positively to God in terms of salvation? Reformed theology tells us, if you are able to respond positively to God in faith, that is because God has already worked in your heart the result of his work, his grace.
那么这什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
就是当你死在罪中的时候,
that means that when you were dead in your sin,
当你对神没有可能反应的时候,
when it was impossible for you to respond at all,
因为你是灵性死了的人,
because you are a spiritually dead man.
保罗说我们死在过犯之中。
Paul says we have died in our transgressions. When we had died in our transgressions, he revived us back to life. So I believe the fact that a man can respond positively to God, is a result of the work of God to normalize this man. So the fact that we can respond to God,
圣灵先把我们已经死了的灵性苏醒过来，我们已经硬的灵性
It is because God has awakened our spirit and normalized our spirit. Thanks be to God. After the Holy Spirit had normalized us, then we can say to God, God, I am willing. Lord, I accept you. And this is the moment when our faith is combined with the Word of God. From our experience, it looks like we took the initiative. I believed in Jesus. I chose him. I received him. But from the enlightenment of the Holy Scriptures, the fact that we can respond normally to God is because God had already worked in our hearts and normalized us to give us this response. Thanks be to God. I believe the day we were saved, it was because God's word first touched us that we came back. But who decides which day, which preacher, which message? Not us. It is God's spirit who guided him. It is God's word who spoke through him. It is God who arrange for us to have the opportunity to come to the session to listen to the speaker. None of this was out of our free will desire. None of this was under our authority. Instead, it has come out of God's grace, from His sovereignty, from His wisdom, and from His willingness to give it to us. So we return to the Lord. After we have received God's word, the same way God tenderized our hearts, and so that we can establish a faith in Him. That's why the Bible says believing comes from hearing the word of God. Believing the word comes first from hearing the word. The word actively comes to you, and we, our response to the word is a passive thing. When Christ came to this world, and we come to His presence, when you come to the presence of Jesus Christ, you say, I actively received Him. Jesus says, no. Unless the Father first draw Him, no one can come to me. And those who come to me, I will refuse no one. So when we come before the presence of God, it is because His active grace that led us to Him. Thanks be to God. Tonight we're going to link the word to the way, the truth, and the light. In the first chapter, in the beginning was the Word. Verse 14 tells us the Word became flesh and lived among us. Verse 18 says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and begotten Son of God has revealed Him to us. So who is this Jesus who stands between God and man? He is the Word become flesh. So do we just see the flesh? Do we see the Word behind the flesh? So who is this Jesus who is Word and flesh at the same time? What is the invisible nature that we try to see in a visible realm? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth.
And
I am the life.
若不接着我,
unless you come through me,
没有人能回到父那里去,
no one can come to the Father.
回到父那里去,
return to the Father.
就是信仰,
that is your faith.
若不是接着我,
unless it is through me,
没有人能回到父那里去,
no one can return to the Father.
道的来临,
so the coming of the Word allows our faith to return to God. In my many seminars, I have referred to this thing. God's Word never preempts our reasoning.
真正的信仰不是杀灭人的理性功能。
A true faith is not going to kill your human reasoning. So what is the relationship between God's truth and your reasoning?
上帝创造理性。
God created our reasoning.
然后上帝启示真理。
And God reveals His truth.
这七界的关系。
These two relations,
乃是上帝要用他所启示的真理来引导他所创造而堕落的理性。
God will use His revealed truth to guide the reasoning that has fallen down but has been created by Him.
So God revealed truth in order to guide the fallen reason which has been created. 那这个被造堕落的理性就因为真理的引导可以回到上帝面前。
And this fallen created reasoning can return to God because of the truth.
这个归回的本身叫做信仰。
And the fact that you return is your faith.
理性归回真理，这叫做信仰。
To return your reasoning to the truth, that is faith.
我们大家讲一次好不好？
Say that.
一二三， 理性归回真理叫做信仰。
So if you have faith, that doesn't mean you have to give up your human reason. Because a true faith brings your reasoning back into the truth.
这样，当耶稣基督说，我就是道路，就是真理，就是生命的时候，
so when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life,
这就把真正的道的三方面。
He has expressed the three aspects of the Word.
所以道里面有真理、有道路、有生命三个层次。
So the Word encompasses a way, a truth, and life.
所以基督是道路。
Christ is the way.
基督是真理。
Christ is the truth.
基督是生命。
Christ is the life.
那现在我把这三条一步一步来分析。Now
let's look at each one of these systematically.
我们今天不会太深入、太广泛的思想。
We will not go too deeply into it.
但是我要把几个重要的大点提出来。But
I want to raise up the main points.
当耶稣基督说我是道路的时候，
When Jesus said, I am the way,
这是提到道的第一个。
It refers to the first aspect of the word.
就是原则、法则、方法的问题。
And that is the question of principles of methods.
第二样,
second,
当耶稣提到我就是真理的时候,
when Jesus says, I am the truth,
这是提到内容的问题。
It has to do with content.
第三样, 当耶稣说我就是生命的时候,
when Jesus says, I am the life,
这是提到道的效用的层次。
Talks about the effect.
所以这样呢, 我们看万有都有法则。
So we can see that there is a general principle in all things.
无论在自然界里面,
whether it be in nature,
无论在伦理界里面,
in social relationships, or in life
science,
or in our life behavior,
无论在宗教界里面,
whether it is in religion,
我们看见人都在寻找法则,
we see that all these places we look for principles.
苏格拉底以前的哲学家,
the philosophers before Socrates, all their studies,
所有的探讨,
all their explorations,
归纳起来,
if you combine them, you can see there are only two terms on their books.
一个名称叫做 On Nature.
Their books are titled On Nature,
论自然,
about nature.
第二个题目叫做 On Principle.
And the second title is On Principle,
论原理,
On Principle.
所以当人看宇宙的时候,
so when people look at the cosmos,
看见有原则在其中支配,
they see that there's cosmic principles
当你看身体的时候，
when you look at your own body，
你看有生理的原则在其中支配，
you see biological principles，
当你看人与人的伦理关系的时候，
when you look at interpersonal relations，
你看见原则在其中支配，
you can see principles there，
所以这些原则，
so all these principles
是分布在各阶层的里面，
is dispersed in every realm。
这些原则的总原则是什么呢？
And what is the overall principle of all these principles？
这些通贯在万有之中的原则的总原则是谁？
What is the underlying chief principle？
这就是基督，就是宇宙中间的法则。
And that is Christ is the unifying principle of all these principles.
所以他说我就是道路。
That is why he says, I am the way.
The way is the principle of all principles in the universe.
道路就是所有原则的总原则。
那么耶稣基督我就是真理。
When Jesus says, I am the truth,
这就是那真实的事的内容，一切的内容的总基础。
That means that he is the underlying foundation and content of all knowledge.
无论你在科学里面所要找的，
whatever you find in science,
你在哲学里面所要找的，
in philosophy,
你在伦理里面所要找的，
in ethics,
在生命过程中间所要找的，
in your life experience,
你整个真实的内容，
the true content of your life,
那是什么呢？
Who says?
你说这是真理。
You say, well, that true content is truth.
其实很多人只相信科学里面有真理。
A lot of people believe that you can only find truth through science.
除了科学之外都不相信有真理。
They don't believe in anything outside of science.
这是现代主义留下来很大的祸患，很大的灾害。
This is a tragic consequence of modernism.
科学寻找的是真理吗？
Does science look for the truth?
科学寻找的是统计，从现象中间一些的事实。
Science tries to find facts among data and phenomena.
就是神所创造的万有中间，现象界中间所给我们看到的事实。
It tries to find some facts that underlines the physical reality.
这里面的原则，
so the principles in this reality,
原则已经寻找出来的有多少呢？
How much have we really found?
没有多少。
Not much.
不但没有多少，
Not only not much,
知道了是不是准准确确的呢？
What we do know, is it accurate?
不是的。
No.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为许多物理学家，
because many physicists,
他之所以可以拿到诺贝尔奖金，
the reason that they get the Nobel Prize,
是因为他推翻了从前的定律。
The reason they get the Nobel Prize is they were able to overturn other theories of the past.
这个什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是过去认为事实的定律，后来证明不是对。
That means what they held as scientific truth in the past is no longer true today.
所以科学等于真理吗？
So is science true?
不是的。
No.
那么科学是什么呢？
Then what is science?
我用两个层次来描写。
Let us describe science with two dimensions.
第一个层次，
The first dimension,
科学就是人用上帝所造在人里面的理性当作工具。
And that isMan uses the human reasoning that is created by God as a tool
去探讨上帝所蕴藏在大自然中间的那些智慧，这个叫做科学。
They use this tool to discover the wisdom that God has put in nature.
你发现之后，
after you have discovered it,
你就归纳起来，
you group them together,
变成一些可以知道的这些规条，这些的定律，这种知识叫做科学。
It becomes certain principles that is knowable, and that is called science.
所以呢，科学是什么？
So what is science?
理性探讨自然。
Human reasoning exploring nature.
所得到的知识，
you gather all the knowledge,
分成一颗一颗好好学，叫做科学。
And you categorize them into various different learning dimensions, that's called science.
所以科学的这个功劳是什么呢？
So what is the contribution of science?
就是 discovery, 对不对呢？
Discovery.
所以你说我 I discover.
So I can discover.
I now know.
I uncover, I know.
所以拉丁文的科学是 skill.
So the Latin word for science is skill.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this word mean?
就是我知道。
That means I know.
我知道。
I know.
为什么我知道呢？
Why do you know?
我发现了。
Because I have discovered it.
I discovered it.So the only thing you do, you discover, 对不对？
All you're doing is you are uncovering.
So when you hit this cover up,
This is covered up.
You do not know what is inside.
你不知道里面是什么?
But you discover.
那你把这盖拿掉。所以你说我知道了。啊，你现在知道。所以科学的第一个层次。 So the science first dimension.
就是你发现了。
Is that you now discover?
现在我问你,
now I ask you.
人还没有发现以前,
before they discovered it,
那些知识在不在啊?
Did those knowledge exist?
那些事理在不在啊?
Did those things exist?
早就在那边,
of course they did.
那么不同在哪里?
What's the difference?
不同不是他不同, 是你从不知变成知。
The difference is you were once ignorant, now you know.
所以你改变了,
so you've been changed.
你从不知,
from not knowing, you now know.
科学知识不会因为你不知就变成不是真理。
So scientific truths will not become scientific untruths just by the fact that you don't know about it.
科学的事也不会因为你知道了才变成真理。
And scientific truth doesn't become the truth simply because you now know.